Good morning. Milder air flowing into interior New York and New England overnight, producing clouds and a round of snow showers in a lot of places. In some spots, the snow is coating the ground, especially across the grassy surfaces, and we may have to deal with that across the higher terrain, especially early this morning. But with the sun getting up over the horizon, a lot of this is going to melt off pretty quickly this morning as temperatures climb back through the 30s. With the frontal system associated with this milder air passing through a little bit later today, we'll run the risk at a few rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain as we get deeper into the day. High temperatures, meanwhile, will average in the middle 40s. The wind will increase out of the south and then flip around to the west and become gusty by late this afternoon. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few rain or snow showers in the higher terrain as lows drop down to around 30. For tomorrow, another weak clipper will shear off to the south. We'll have clouds with a chance of rain and snow showers across parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England as we go through the day, while I-90 and points north will have more in the way of sunshine. Still, it'll be cooler than average by several degrees, with high temperatures only averaging in the lower 40s. High pressure will build into the region for Wednesday, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies, although temperatures will still be on the cool side and staying in the lower to middle 40s. Another storm system will emerge out of the plains and head toward the Great Lakes for later on in the week. This will pull milder air in associated with a warm front on Thursday as temperatures push up into the lower 50s. If enough moisture accompanies the front, we will have some rain showers by Thursday afternoon as the front passes by. Otherwise, the mild air will stick around into the day on Friday when a wave of low pressure passes by with the next front. This will keep showers in the forecast with highs around 50. We'll see how quickly that next front sweeps through. Either way, it looks like cooler air will flow in for the weekend with a chance for some leftover snow showers on Saturday. Highs for both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southeast Mississippi to southwest Georgia and the Florida Panhandle. Surface dew points will climb into the lower 60s by this afternoon as temperatures warm into the 70s and lower 80s. This will aid in modest destabilization to the south of a weakening cold front. Convergence along the front will be weak, as will forcing for ascent. However, a few storms could develop near the cold front with the heating of the day and on the fringes of stronger mid-level northwesterly wind flow. These storms could produce severe hail and damaging wind gusts. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Male, Maldives at 11:57 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Elazig, Turkey at 4:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 16 degrees with a west wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and 36 degrees, the dew point 14, 40% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 gusting to 26 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 below zero at Big Black River, Maine, and also at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, rain, snow showers, and very breezy with highs near 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 27, that's 13 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall for the month, 5.2 inches, which is 4.6 inches below average, and 75.8 inches for the season, which is 19.5 inches of snow above average. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,032. That's 152 above average and 6,162 for the season, which is 338 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 86, set in 1986, and the record low, 7, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m. 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle 40s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow and rain showers south of I-90, more sunshine to the north, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder Thursday, lower 50s with a chance for rain showers. Another chance for showers Friday near 50. Rain and snow showers on Saturday in the lower to mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday with highs again in the middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.